There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The Georgia school shooting that recently took place now has two people in custody facing second-degree murder charges and multiple counts of involuntary manslaughter. Talking about Colin Gray and Colt Gray. Colt, of course, the child, the 14-year-old that carried out the attack. Colin, the dad, and he is now facing those charges and has been arrested and is in custody. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. This follows shortly after the footsteps of the family that kind of changed the bar on this a little bit. Where they both ended up going to prison for their son's massacre at a high school. What's your thoughts on this? That immediately we're going and arresting the dad. Are they pushing the envelope too far, or what's your thoughts on where this is at?
You know, another one that just makes us all sick. Mm-hmm. It just makes us sick. It's so horrible. But I think, as sad as it is, because I don't think any of us take pleasure in seeing the dad arrested and in court and rocking back and forth, obviously very distraught. But if we want this to stop, we've got to start holding parents accountable who clearly have very disturbed kids. They know their kids are disturbed. And how are they handling it? They're not getting them help. They're not getting them treatment. They're buying them semi-automatic weapons of war. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunately, I think, something that has to happen. You know, we know that 50% of folks with weapons who have children in the home don't lock them up, even at this point. We seldom have safe storage laws at this point in this country. And people are playing with fire. You know, gun violence is the number one killer of children in the country. And I think everybody is so sick and frustrated about it. The consensus is we've just got to start holding parents who particularly supply the child with the gun and take them shooting. We've got to hold them responsible.
And we certainly saw that with the Crumbleys and what happened there. In this case, I just had a chance, I don't know if you did, to watch the body cam interview that the police did with both Colt and Colin about a year prior to the shooting. On their front steps, there had been some sort of accusation that he had made some sort of online threat on Discord. Of course, the police show up, and it was a very kid glove situation, it seemed like. Did you say this online? No, I got to take your word for it then.
Yeah.
See something, say something. Well, then do something. That's part of it. So, okay, we saw something. It's been said. Now the part on the police and law enforcement, and maybe their hands are just tied. Maybe they legally can't do a whole lot. That's the part we're missing here. The doing something part. Because they were told
there. Glad. Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. Because in truth, they can do a lot. they're choosing in some cases not to do much of anything. And I consider what they did nothing. Yeah. I mean, they did nothing. That was not an effective intervention. The Secret Service 20 years ago put out a plan for basically a crisis intervention team that when there is a threat made, you have to send out a team that's a combination of a mental health clinician, someone who's a law enforcement officer, and someone who's a representative of the school district. And that team interviews the family and then comes up with a plan for how do we go forward here. And so it's not just a one-time contact with an individual where you go in and have this checklist of questions. I've seen other cases where that's happened. Oh, they went out. A quick checklist of questions. Of course, people lie. You know, if they're the kind of people that do these kind of things, they're not going to tell the truth. You look at their social media posts yourself, because there are times if the law enforcement had looked at the social media posts or looked at YouTube, they would have seen all kinds of evidence of a very serious threat. There are a few communities who have implemented a program like that. Most communities have not. So it is legal to do. People may not like it, but you know, you monitor the kid in school. If the kid is depressed, you get them into treatment. You have releases so that you can talk with the treating therapist. And we need to do a better job with crisis intervention teams in communities who don't just go out and do the one-time cursory checklist. Yeah. They monitor and they follow up.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.